I already do that every show, actually. I just ride out on my skateboard, and then I give people a shaka. And then I do a kickflip or so, you know. And then Tony Hawk comes out, too, and then he, like, does some backflips and 900s and stuff.
Given Matt Costa's skateboarding past, this onstage scene could be true. But his continuing tour is much more focused on his band and a brand new album called Unfamiliar Faces. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Rita Houston here. A skateboarding injury led Matt Costa to songwriting, and his songs led him to work with some big names in music. He's on Jack Johnson's label, for one, but the laid-back surfer vibe is traded in for a few other sonic directions, anything from jazz to 60s pop, and the long history of songwriting from his Southern California home turf. On his latest album, Unfamiliar Faces, Matt's fleshed out the arrangements, too, and made an intentional effort to create a more cohesive, but still hummable, collection of songs. Having a familiar producer was also a big part of the process, and FUV's Darren DeVivo recently asked Matt Costa about meeting and working with Tom Dumont of No Doubt.
Worked again with Tom Dumont, who produced this album, as was the case with the first one, right?
Yes, he did. And yeah, this is the second record that we did together. So.
And Tom, from No Doubt fame, how did you come upon hooking up with Tom?
I met him through a mutual friend who owned this company called Ruka. It's RVCA. And they could, like, bring a lot of artists together, and they have a real good artist community there. And Tom at the time was just in the offices there one day, you know, they had like an art gallery there, and he was there, and so someone was like, "Hey, Matt plays music. You play music. You should do something together." And then so since then, you know, I kind of he got a hold of some of my early recordings, and then we started doing stuff together, you know, recording songs.
You were right, and I was up all night thinking about you. Dream that choked on your kaleidoscope. Now you still look deadly. My fatal flower, how the tigers all laughed as I ran along the well-worn path. Sapphire islands, down on the lilacs, down on the lilacs, down on the lilacs, down on me, down on.
Let's talk a little bit about the songs, writing the songs for the second album. Now, the first one, Songs We Sing, the tunes on that album, can I assume, were things that were written not necessarily for recording an album, but songs that you were writing as a kind of a fledgling songwriter, and they ended up being on the first album?
Yeah. It was more, I wasn't really thinking of writing a record. I was thinking of making a compilation of songs. Right. So that first one was was more of a compilation of songs that I'd written, you know, and recorded over a 2-year period at the same place, you know. But originally, I just wanted to compile a bunch of songs together, and then I decided, okay, well, I guess this is called a record, you know. And so then the next time I made a record, I wanted to make a record.
Oh, Mr. Pitt, oh, Mr. Pitt, Mr. Pitiful, who let you down? Who let you down? Who let you?
Mr. Pitiful, new live music from Matt Costa, recorded at FUV. Hear the full conversation and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.